Over at the Issues and Ideas Facebook page, I've done something I don't normally do. On the post related to Renee Nicole Good and Alex Pretty, I've left many of the hateful comments about these two people murdered by ICE that people wrote. Not all of them. I deleted the worst of the worst, which, well, and when you read what I allowed to remain, will probably chill you as you think of what could have been worse. Anyway, also regarding Alex Pretty, you know, there are still people who buy into the lie that that photo of that flamboyant cross-dresser, whose real name is Kyle Wagner, by the way, is actually Alex Pretty, despite being told in great detail of how they're wrong. That kind of reveals how way too many people are more willing to believe a lie told with a photo in three words versus the truth when it's explained to them with 1,000 words. These are the lost souls who Jesus addresses in John chapter 3, verse 12, when he says, "If I have told you earthly things and you do not believe, how will you believe if I tell you heavenly things?" God in the book of Jeremiah is instructing Jeremiah on the importance of obedience to his word of truth and the cost of being stubborn. Let's go to Jeremiah chapter 7, verses 23 and 24, where God says, "But this is what I command them, saying, obey my voice, and I will be your God, and you shall be my people, and walk in all the ways that I've commanded you, that it may be well with you. Yet they did not obey or incline their ear, but followed the counsels and the dictates of their evil hearts and went backward and not forward." Yet these people who lash out at others that they are in disagreement with, they do it with anger, hostility, hate, obscenities, and in their very next breath declare themselves to be Christians, evangelicals, as they clutch their Bible. Hey, some even proudly display their Trump Bible. All this self-branding makes them believe that they have the authority of God with them and work to make others believe the same. John in 1 John chapter 3, verses 7 through 9 gives us this warning. "Little children, let no one deceive you. He who practices righteousness is righteous, just as he is righteous. He who sins is of the devil, for the devil has sinned from the beginning. For this purpose the Son of God was manifested, that he might destroy the works of the devil. Whoever has been born of God does not sin, for his seed remains in him, and he cannot sin because he has been born of God." Let's try something here. Imagine that we're approaching one of these hateful, angry, spiteful, obscenity-spewing, self-proclaimed Christians and spring a quiz on them. A simple quiz. We're going to read some Bible quotes, and they just have to tell us who said them. Simple. Let's start with Matthew chapter 19, verse 14. "Let the little children come to me, and do not forbid them, for of such is the kingdom of heaven." We have this from Luke chapter 6, verse 30. "Give to everyone who asks of you, and from him who takes away your goods, do not ask them back." Let's try this one from Matthew chapter 23, verse 12. "And whoever exalts himself will be humbled, and he who humbles himself will be exalted." We have this quote that's found in Mark chapter 9, verse 35. "If anyone desires to be first, he shall be last of all and servant of all." Okay, one more. Turning to Luke chapter 6, verse 35. "But love your enemies, do good and lend, hoping for nothing in return." Now remember, we're imagining giving this quiz of who said these quotes in the Bible to people whose claims of being Christian certainly differ from their acts. So what do you think their answer would be? "Oh, that's woke." Would they say that? Well, the right answer is, those were the words of Jesus. I haven't done this to mock others. My purpose today was to help those who are true children of God understand just how easily, and even eager, evil people are to reveal the evil that they carry within themselves. This is why Jesus teaches us this in Matthew chapter 12, verse 34. "Brood of vipers, how can you, being evil, speak good things? For out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks." Can those filled with hate and anger be saved? Of course. But it's not a one-sided process. While through the grace of God we show forgiveness for them, they also have to look within themselves. As they turn to what Jesus says in John chapter 7, verse 38, "He who believes in me, as the scripture has said, out of his heart will flow rivers of living water." Denial, stubbornness, that will only lead to a day that Jesus speaks about in Matthew chapter 7, verses 21 through 23. Not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, shall enter the kingdom of heaven, but he who does the will of my Father in heaven. Many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in your name, cast out demons in your name, and done many wonders in your name? And then I will declare to them, I never knew you. Depart from me, you who practice lawlessness.